This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The president makes his way to El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. What was that visit like? And then there's panic in a couple of cities because they hear motorcycles backfiring and it sounds like shots are being fired, and it creates a little bit of chaos in New York and Utah and a few other places as well. Who better to join us than our pal from Talk Media News? And that would be Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Kate.
So what was the deal with the president and his visits? They were very subdued. No media coverage, just some photographs were released.
Well, yes, and the president, the White House staff didn't allow the media through the hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Senator Sherrod Brown, a Democratic senator from our home state of Ohio, and the mayor, Nan Whatley, were, you know, asked to go in, so they went in with the president. And they went through with the president to meet, you know, some of the survivors. Then when the president left, Senator Brown and the mayor had a press conference, and then when the president landed, he, you know, tweeted about that press conference, you know, hitting them back. Both back, and he said that, you know, they had inaccurately described what happened inside. Senator Brown had made a comment that, some of the people said, well, they really didn't like him, but he's the office of the president. You know, he added that, so the president didn't like that. I did watch clips. One thing, Senator Brown was asked, this is interesting, Kate, by one of the media there, and they said, well, you know, this isn't just a Republican thing, isn't it? Isn't it a Democrat and Republican, you know, that they haven't all done as much as they could? And he said, no, it's a Republican, mainly because of the NRA. Well, actually, I just wanted to kind of correct something. You had Barack Obama, a Democratic-controlled Senate, and Speaker Pelosi at the time, in 2007, was Speaker of the House, totally Democrat-controlled. In fact, at one point in time, Nancy Pelosi was asked, why didn't you, when you had one-party control, you know, why didn't you do something in the sense of gun control? And she said, well, we had a busy agenda. So I do want to remind people
Wow. That
there was a point in time. Yeah, and I remind people that all the time for this reason, Kate. The reason that Nancy Pelosi couldn't do anything is there are a certain amount of on the Democratic side, too, that are very, you know, uptight about this issue when it comes to gun legislation. So when there was an opportunity, you know, which they passed through the American Care Act at that time, they could have passed sweeping gun measures through at that time. So it's, you know, it's there on both sides of the aisle. Now, the Republicans absolutely, no doubt, tend to be stronger when it comes to Second Amendment and NRA support, no doubt about that.
Yeah, so I mentioned this too as well. Now people are a little bit more on edge, right? So when they hear something that sounds like shots, they start to run.
Sure.
And we saw that in three different cities. And in one way, I can't blame somebody, because what am I going to do if I'm in the middle of a crowd and everybody starts running, screaming, head for the exits, and I'm in the middle of Times Square? Well, I don't think I'm going to stand there.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're not going to. And I, like you and probably others, you know, when I take my grandkids into a movie theater, Kate, I look around. Where are the exits? You know, just in case. I do it.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
other people listening do it, but I'm sure they do. I mean, and especially right after, it's in your mind. You go shopping at a mall. You know, you go in to eat somewhere. I mean, this is the culture of America. And, I mean, the shooter was a white nationalist in El Paso, and the shooter was a definite left-leaning person with, you know, psychological problems in Dayton, mental health issues. I mean, this is just all over the place. And at the same time all of these happened, I think, well, over 50 shootings in Chicago in one weekend. I mean, it's everywhere.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy thinking about that. Absolutely. So while that's happening, and, you know, when everybody comes back, basically, is this going to just be the topic of conversation? Is this where the focus is going to be, do you think?
Well, you know,
on gun control and guns and assault weapons and all that?
This one feels a little different in the sense, you know, I thought after the shootings of a classroom full of you know, children a couple of times now over the years,
I
thought, wow, that's it. You know, that's the stimulus is going to have something, you know, come forth. But for some reason, this one seems to be out there. And I saw a very fascinating article where it was in Axios where they were talking about how this was the topic now of conversation is dominating everything, which it exceeds immigration when it comes to gun legislation. But the articles weren't so centered on Democratic candidates and Trump himself as much as the issue. So maybe possibly once the dust settles on Senator Brown and President Trump and Beto O'Rourke, you know, and the Twitter war, once that all settles, it's very possible with Lindsey Graham and Senator Earl, Lindsey's Republican, and Senator Earl Blumenthal, a Democratic senator, doing a red flag legislation, and then that could add, you know, some other amendments that actually some issues might be discussed now. It seems for some reason there's a little bit more momentum now maybe to have something, you know, gel forth with both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, the other big story in the day is the ICE agents, you mentioned immigration, arresting 680 people across Mississippi in a massive raid. Wow. That's huge. It's the largest single state immigration enforcement action in our history. So did they get it right? What was the reaction to this?
Yeah, they went through the food processing plants. And within, you know, not all 680, but within those food processing plants, they found a ton of people that, you know, were illegal, unauthorized, you know, that were working in there. So they targeted it. One of the plants was owned by Koch Foods, and that's one of the largest poultry processors in the U.S. We had the same case in Ohio one time with a lot of people, undocumented illegals that were, you know, in the poultry business there and working there. So that's how they got so many people at one time. They targeted an area where they knew companies weren't supposed to be having people. And of course, the deportation rate is still low of the Trump administration, you know, versus the Obama administration. But this in a singular sense was one of the largest ever.
Wow. Yeah, one of the largest ever. And I think, you know, we may see this in other areas, too, because what they're doing is they're being methodical now, I think, a little bit more.
Well, yes, and one of the keys, and this was this way, when I was in Congress, and it's been this way, and both parties know this, one of the keys to this is to make sure that, you know, go towards the business community, make sure that they do their due diligence on, you know, whether somebody has, you know, proper paperwork to be there, so security numbers, et cetera. You know, that's always been out there, you know, to enforce this instead of just trying to go door to door to find people, you know, is to do what they've done, which was to target areas they knew, in fact, that there were people, you know, illegally working there.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy times, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Ney, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
So President Trump vows to tone down his rhetoric and help the country heal, and he gets into El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, as you heard Bob say. And of course there were protests, but he wasn't around the protests. It was kind of in and out of the hospital, etc., and then moving on from there. And you heard what Bob said. I talk about this show as being what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. I mean, this is what it's about, and this is the conversation that we are absolutely having. And we're going to continue to have it next, so stay with us here on the show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Kate Delaney, as always, thanks for hanging with us here on the show. Remember, you can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. And in this segment, and then there's this, the other shoe drops, the Allen, Texas Police Department said they were made aware of the concerns over a son owning an AK type from the mother of the El Paso Walmart gunman, said she talked to the police before that shooting to say she was worried. She didn't give her name or her son's name, but said she was troubled that he had a weapon with his age, his maturity level, his lack of experience with a firearm. So a public safety officer with the police department told Patrick Cruces's mother that her son was legally allowed to buy the weapon. The attorneys, by the way, said the call was simply informal or an informational kind of thing, since Cruces was not a volatile, explosive, erratic behaving kid. And the attorney says it wasn't like alarm bells were going off, but obviously there was something there. 21 years old, he kills 22, injures, you know the story, dozens more in the attack. He's charged with capital murder. He's being held without bond, of course, in the El Paso County Detention Center. I can tell you that in our satellite facility where I am, not too far away from where this kid was, people are just in shock. Honestly, in shock that this has happened, that drove the 600 miles from Dallas all the way to El Paso and had this rage inside of him and had this manifesto, etc. But all of that doesn't do much good for the victim. So we go back to the same thing. And then you have the president who faced some protests in El Paso. It was probably a little bit more contentious there from what I understand from some people I know. But either way, the country is on edge. The country's on edge. For goodness sake, there are two other countries who are telling their people, they're warning them about coming to the United States. When have we ever seen that? Now you have more people alarmed because of so many of the mass shootings. And, you know, we could break this down and say, well, more people get killed this way or more things happen that way. But it's just too much. And it's too much for us to process, I think. So what is so key is what happens next with the politicians. What do they do? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell resisting that pressure to bring the senators back from recess, because they're in recess right now, to talk about gun violence. Instead, he's looking, supposedly, because he's talked about this, at the options. He's looking at options. What happens from here? And, you know, the red flag law idea, not everybody is crazy about that, because then they're concerned that it will overstep its bounds. There has been conversations before on specific legislation for background checks, that kind of stuff. But now, if you think about this, now it even ratchets up even higher. When you have these mass shootings where some of the people who are the doers, who are filled with that rage or hate or whatever it is, so often, but not totally across the board in this case, but so often you hear there was no red flag. So if we have state red flag laws, will this really help law enforcement to do something about the situations before it's too late? There is a growing wave of support on both sides of the aisle for it. Definitely. Red flag laws, because I've been asked this by many of you, have been adopted by 17 states and the District of Columbia, so you know, including one that will kick in August 24th in New York. And a lot of this has happened since the Parkland, Florida shooting back in February of 2018. And red flag is exactly what you think it is, raising a red flag that it's an extreme risk protection order, and it allows courts to issue temporary orders barring someone from possessing guns based on showing imminent danger or a risk of misuse. Sometimes it's brief, it's a few days to about 3 weeks. They respond, maybe there's a more permanent order, but that is maybe for up to a year. So it depends. Let's see what would happen. Let's see what will happen, rather, when everybody's back. Now, all the Senate Democrats support red flag laws, and there are Republicans. Lots of Republicans are jumping on this, including Chuck Grassley, John Thune. He's the second-ranking Senate Republican. Indiana's Mike Braun. Toomey from Pennsylvania. So there are more Republicans that are saying they're open to it. Even Senator Rob Portman, who's a Republican from Ohio, said he's open to the proposal, saying that the alleged shooter in Dayton had a hit list of people he wanted to target in high school, and clearly people knew something was wrong, but nothing happened. Nobody went to the proper place, or they didn't respond, because allegations, thinking something's not right, that's where it gets very, very tricky as to what you can do and where you overstep and how do you decide, how do you disseminate. And that's why sometimes it's a couple of days, maybe it's a week, pretty tough to push it further for that year, but it could be a year. But seeing the kind of problems that we're having now with the mass shootings, I think if it's tweaked a bit, the red flag laws could save lives. Because you would really, let's face it, have to know exactly what was going on, that it was serious enough that you would make those calls and say, I'm concerned, I'm worried, that kind of thing. And speaking of being worried, I think this was really a planned out deal when you have workers that filled three buses, two for men, one for women, at a food plant in Morton, which is about 40 miles give or take east of Jackson. I know we have people listening to us in Mississippi. They were taken to a military hangar. They were processed for immigration violations. About 70 family, friends, and others waved goodbye and said, let them go, let them go. They did. And then two more buses came. So 680 workers, largest workplace sting in at least a decade. At least a decade. And they were confirmed to have, workers who were confirmed to have legal status, boom, no problem. They were allowed to leave the plant after they had their trunks searched. So they really tore this place up to make sure that they were looking in all the right places. And that this is going to be a long-term operation. That's what they're saying. That this has been planned for months. They planned this. They planned that this was going to happen. And these workplace raids, of course, and then making sure they're hitting the right spots. So far, Toledo, Ohio, a landscaping company, a meatpacking plant in eastern Tennessee. But nothing to this size. Nothing as huge as this is. There is even a hangar at the Mississippi National Guard near Jackson that was set up with 2,000 meals to process employees for immigration violations. There were seven lines, one for each location that was hit. And then the buses were lined up early in the day to be dispatched to the plants, which it must have been a sight to see with ICE pushing it out this way. I mean, that is a large-scale operation. It's one of the largest chicken producers in the U.S. They had about 13,000 people in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee. And it's the 135th largest privately held company in the U.S., Koch Foods. So this is a big, big, big one. I mean, workers had, so picture this, I'm giving you the scene, I'm setting the scene. You have the buses, workers had their wrists tied with plastic bands. They were told to deposit their belongings in clear plastic bags. Agents collected the bags before they boarded the bus. They hit another food plant north of Jackson. Another poultry producer in the U.S., a big one. So they're looking, and they know exactly where to look. They know where the jobs are and where people are employed. So look out, because there's going to be more of these raids. And then the quick processing. Coming up on the show, your thoughts. You can always send them to me, of course, at katedelaneyradio.com. Once again, the mailbag is overflowing, and that's where we're headed. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hey, Bugsy. You hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat. He was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being, in some ways, responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Dig in the mailbag, shall we? Thanks so much for all of your emails. I had to think about that for a second because there were so many, and just trying to pare them down. How many went to talk about immigration? How many about what's happening in light of the shootings? And so many people are expressing just complete and utter still shock and wanting some action, you're telling us you're a Republican, you're telling us you're a Democrat, you're telling us that you don't even want to be labeled anything and you're tired of politicians in general. And there's nothing new about being tired of politicians, by the way. So I think the big shocker is the El Paso suspect's mom telling police she was concerned about her son having an AK firearm weeks before the mass shooting, and that's very, very sad. And then them saying, well, he's old enough, and that kind of thing. And so you can only imagine how that ratchets up the conversation even to a whole different level, because she was concerned. She makes a phone call, but then nothing happens, and he didn't have any kind of a history. So it makes you go to that place of, my God, could this have been prevented? Even from his own mother saying something's, you know, I'm not happy with him having this gun. He doesn't know how to use it, et cetera, all this kind of stuff. All right, so that's exactly what Don said. Don, listening to us in the great state of Oregon, in Portland, he listens to us on KPAM. Love KPAM. Thanks for carrying us. Portland's a really interesting place, that's for sure. I've spent a little bit of time there. It'd be fun to go back. But anyway, That's not part of this conversation. Don says, Kate, it is just astounding to me now with all these conversations we're having. Whatever the woman said over the phone, anybody that makes these calls, I think, to police stations, and when they're describing somebody that they love with an AK kind of firearm and they're not comfortable with it, I guess moving forward, especially if they have the red flag laws, they would have to get in there and do something and not just say, well, they're of age, it's okay, it's a legal gun, they haven't had problems in the past. Because that just really twists this in a much different direction. So that's why I brought that up. Don wasn't the only one. I got this one from Wendy. And Wendy says, Ms. Delaney, I listened to your show. I love it. And it's very sad to hear about these shootings. I've been listening to some of the reaction to that and the people you've had on. And I like some of the suggestions. It's certainly going to get heated, I think, on the Hill. And I hope it does, because somehow, some way, we as a nation must come up with some ideas of stopping the threats. We're not in Never Never Land. We know that we can't 100% annihilate something that's heinous, but there has to be a way to put some obstacles in place. And what are those obstacles? And, of course, one of them is what we're talking about, the red flag laws or other checks and balances mental health-wise. But it's a slippery slope. And then there's rights. And then what one person thinks is going on, maybe it's not going on. I mean, is there going to be finger pointing, and how do you determine that? It doesn't mean you don't try to do that, because you should. But how do you do it? And what's legal? And what would work? All right, we're going to move on to something else, because, I mean, really, we've got like 30 of those, and almost in the same direction, either saying, can't believe they didn't stop it, what could they do, that kind of thing. Moving on to something related to El Paso and immigration, and this one is from Tank, who says, wow, I'll tell you what, I voted for the president, but I'm just sick of the whole thing. I'm sick of the way things have been handled. He stepped up the other day, and in what he said about hatred and white nationalism, and I hope they stick to their guns, so to speak, and do something about these assault weapons. Because I have to tell you, as a father of three kids in high school, it scares me to death. And the kids are all talking about it, and they're looking over their shoulders, and they're talking about what's happening at school, and they certainly have active shooter drills. This one didn't happen to be at a school, but there were school-age people in the line of fire, and it just takes your breath away when you think about it. When I heard you describe the scene with the shoes, it made me teary-eyed, because you're exactly right. People occupied those shoes who no longer are in the face of the earth. And, Kate, that's a very sad state of affairs for a great country like ours. You know what it reminded me of, Tank? It reminded me, I was in New York when 9/11 happened. I was on a big station, The Fan, and that was a sports station. So sports came to a halt. Who wants to talk about sports? Are you kidding? The city we're in is being ravaged, and we don't even know what's happening. One plane flies into the World Trade Center, and then the other one, and everybody realizes, and they start to run, and the buildings fall, and it's just absolutely awful. And what I realized, because I was commuting from New York to New Jersey, and it's one of the first things that hit me, in going over the bridge and on the train, and of course, the skyline was wrecked, but going back and going to the parking lot and realizing, you know what, this is a commuter type area. There are people's cars that'll have to be towed away because they don't exist anymore. And their spouses or people that are involved with them or whatever may find them, but they're going to have to walk around the whole parking lot and figure it out, because that's what happened in Connecticut, in New Jersey, in other parts of New York, because they weren't coming home. And the shoes reminded me in a different way of the same thing. Let's go to this one. This one is from Chris, and Chris listens to us in New Orleans. Boy, I like New Orleans. That's a fun place to go. But again, this is a more somber tone, and Chris says, Kate, I am so happy that in Dayton, at least the patrol car, they were immediate. They were there. They knew what was going on. As soon as they saw it, they recognized it, gunned him down. And thank goodness those people in that club, that ran into that club, were not the Sitting Ducks they would have been. The timing of that was just absolutely brilliant. That too bad they couldn't get there sooner, but at least they got there when they did. And sad that other people were injured and 9 people died. But you look at El Paso, and at least it wasn't an El Paso even as heinous and horrible as it was. One life is too many. But when you say all these other people injured too as well, and remember, they're in different states of disarray. Can you imagine being shot at mentally, what it's like, and knowing you narrowly escaped, or being nicked by bullets, having bullets in your leg, being hauled off in an ambulance, and living with that? No, no. And it is a thing that you see people run, you run, but you are a sitting duck. More people are getting concealed and carry licenses now. They're up all across the board. I'm trying to get hard numbers on it, but it's tough because every state's different. But I know I'm accurate in this. In just a few phone calls to a couple of different places, classes are filled up to get your license. They're filled up because this has scared people to the point of, okay, so if I have to take it into my own hands, then I'm going to be armed in case something happens so that I can try and protect myself. Mm. Moving on to something else, because there was something else that happened during the day that was really tough for a lot of people that were traveling. And I got this from Nancy, who says, "Oh, Kate, I know that you fly a lot, and I don't think you've been flying lately, but if you were in the air and you were in New York, you would not have been happy. There were so many storms and so many delays. I mean, really all over the Northeast. But anybody flying out of New York was stuck for maybe 3 to 5 hours because of the heavy, heavy storms. And I was one of those people, and you just have to sort of pack your patience. I think I heard you say that one time. Yeah, here's the thing. If you fly by the skin of your teeth, like, I'm just throwing on my jacket, I got my stuff, I threw my stuff together, I'm out of here, I'll get something to eat at the airport, I'll do whatever. Yeah, don't travel that way, right? Because you better have a decent book, you better have something, you better have one of your screens you can flip up and watch movies or do work. Because remember, this happened to me coming out of New York, and this was the mechanics messing around with the pilots, frankly, and the American Airlines snafus that were going on. So that was awful because you're in an airport like LaGuardia, which is awful, the worst of all the airports, and there's nothing open. I mean, there's nothing there. And it's, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you were supposed to take off at 6 o'clock at night, and people are just ravenous. They want to get out of there. So I imagine it was much the same at LaGuardia, Newark, JFK, because they had so many flights. And then remember, when you have those flight delays, then sometimes that backs flights coming into the U.S. It backs up the next day. It creates problems. And 4,700 delays of flights into or out of the U.S. is what I was told. That's a lot of flights. Severe storms, though. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, no, take me up in this lightning storm where we can't even see in front of us? And I'm sure, don't worry, it'll be fine. Well, no. I mean, Mother Nature throws the curveball once in a while, and that was definitely a Mother Nature kind of thing. So you weren't getting up in the air there. That's a little bit different than something on purpose. Oh, we can't fix this, and you know that it's the union messing around because they know people will be furious, and that's exactly, in my case, that's exactly what happened. And you know what I got for that? 6,000 free miles and a letter of apology the very next day. I heard their phone lines were blowing up, and somebody said to me, 6,000 miles, I should have given you 60,000 miles. Listen, 6,000 miles from the airline, that was something. Trust me. Oh, and that couple of bag of pretzels, too, before we got on the last flight. Stay with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
I like that song. I don't know why. Because sometimes you have days that it does. It just feels like that, doesn't it? And every once in a while, you know, I have those days like you all have. So we're in the, let's just picture this. We're kind of doing a hybrid here for this segment where we're hanging out sort of in the man cave because we just need something to cast off our, you know, frustrations of what happened earlier in the week and how awful we feel for the survivors of the mass shootings. I mean, they're speaking out. There was a town hall the other day I heard on what happened and what can they do moving forward and just what you have to go through when something that your mind has to process like that, where you could have, would have, should have almost happened, and what did you see in front of you? It's really, really a tough thing. I certainly saw that in a different way with what I described on 9/11 in New York. So on the lighter side, we'll call it, of what else is happening in the world of entertainment, coming up on our next show, we have our cheap movie reviews, and there's a bunch of movies that are coming out. But I know people like to stream. because I get it. We're a streaming nation. In fact, the streaming wars are definitely on. So the people like Netflix who have had a lock on streaming, they're getting ready to get rocked by a lot of people trying to hang on to that their chunk of the market. And, you know, one of the things with streaming is that whole idea of now what is a verb for everybody, binge watching, where you don't have that appointment TV where you're just, boom, you just get hooked into something. And binge watching is a lot of times what people do when they're going through a crisis or they want to bury their head in the sand or they want to get away from everything. And there's a lot of interesting binge watching worthy kinds of affair that's out there. Stranger Days is one of them. There's a whole bunch of new offerings as far as movies are concerned, and you got another one of the comedians in Cars, which I think Jerry Seinfeld is brilliant at that. What a great idea. Travel around with, he's like a car nut, right? Traveling around in a car, picking one out for whatever comedian he's gonna hang out with, going to get coffee and food, and then just talking. And it's talk. It's pure talk combined with Cars. Brilliant, right? And it is very intriguing, you know, with some of the people that he's had on. So besides Stranger Days, the movie, there's Stranger Things, and that is a hugely popular offering on Netflix. It's a series with these kids in this town where there's this other, I don't want to give it all away, but this sort of this other universe. So now they're on season three. And season three, I've only seen some of it, but a lot of the guys I work with like Stranger Things. So they get the whole binge deal. You're tired from work, you flop on the couch, and then you start to binge. You just start binging, right? Whether it's comedy, whether it's drama, you know, whether it's something else. And what's binge-worthy, it can be sometimes some of the older shows you might not have seen if you go back into the vault, like a Scandal. But, of course, we're living the Scandal all the time, which is based on what's happening in Washington, D.C. But some of those early years especially were pretty well done, I would say. And, you know, then there are the fresher series that are kind of quirky that are out there, like Dairy Girls. You know, I remember I took the show and I was in Ireland and brought different flavors from Northern Ireland and Ireland to all of you, and I got a lot of emails on that. Well, there's a series called Dairy Girls, and I was there. I was in Derry and saw what that was like, a very, very different place to be in Northern Ireland. And, of course, that's where they had all the Troubles and U2's song, etc. And this show kind of weaves in and out of that and then shows this, well, you're a schoolgirl with your group of friends and you're going to school there during this time period with the Catholics and the Protestants at each other's throats and all the things that were happening in Derry. And that is really very, very clever. If you're looking for something to escape to, that's a good thing to escape to, I think. And then, of course, there's all the offerings on Amazon.com. too, as well. Jeff Bezos, of course, controls the world, or it seems like it, and he has put a lot of money into different movies and different series. They seem to have beefed up their offerings too, so that's always worth a look if you're an Amazon Prime person. You get a lot of movies free. It's a good way to do that. I was reading a story about Nicolas Cage and, you know, movie stars in short marriages, and this was all over the place, but he just recently started to talk about this. He had a marriage with Erica Koike, the makeup artist he married. For 4 days they were married and he filed for divorce. That was it. And he said in an interview, "I don't really want to talk about it. I was pretty upset about that and the way things happened." He said they applied for a marriage license. They wed in Las Vegas. That's the problem, right? That happened in March. They've been dating since April 2018. And just a few days after, he was already looking for an annulment. And the reasons he included, being too drunk to understand his actions when he married her. He said they drank to the point of intoxication before the wedding, and he argued he wasn't aware of her relationship with another person. So the divorce was granted easily in Clark County. Sure, no problem. It was, by the way, his fourth marriage. He did have marriages that last a little bit longer, like he was married to the actress Patricia Arquette from 1995 to 2001. He was married to Lisa Marie Presley. I don't know if people remember that, a couple of years. And then Alice Kim, he was married to her for a while, too, 2004 to 2016. And so there you go. 4-day wedding. Whoops. I can see Vegas causes those kinds of things, where you're sort of checked in, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless you make a really, really big mistake. And I used to live in Vegas, and when I'd go by that white wedding chapel and I'd see people, I'd think, I wonder if this could be one of those things where, yeah, they've been together a long time, and what the heck, why not? They're doing it, it's clever, they don't have to spend a bunch of money, this is what they're doing. Or, whoops, they just made a rash decision because they're in Vegas. But the good thing is they're in Vegas, so if they stay long enough, they can get a drive-through divorce. So that's it, right? And it happened a lot more than you would think. A lot more than you would think. So I was talking about these AR glasses for swimming, that when you're in the pool and you're doing the laps, whatever, and especially obviously for athletes, serious athletes, what is wild is it shows you, because this is augmented reality, that's what AR is, and it's real-time performance metrics. So imagine that you have that on your eyes, and you can see the laps, the speed, all those metrics, and this device, because somebody sent me a picture of it, because when I talked about it, they wanted to go and check it out, and that was just the other day, so that was a quick turnaround. But they have two tiny buttons on the right side of the goggle that adjust the settings. So brightness, the pool length, because, you know, how long does the battery last? Like 16 hours. But I think it'd be tough to focus on, I said this before, swimming the laps and watching that screen, right? But I do love the idea of that gadget. I really, really do. The band is playing us out. That means we're out of time. Remember, you can always email me, katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.